Proclamation number 7468 of 1st of December, 1959. Presence of God. Address. I come close to you through my word, thus I am present to you and my word sounds to you. And you should make use of this, for my presence signifies the greatest grace you can receive from me. Because you have not yet reached the high degree of maturity, the result of which is always my presence and which makes you the happiest being. Nevertheless, I am with you or I would not be able to address you. But I know about your will to hear me and therefore also speak to you. I am present to you. Do you even know what it means that you can feel me? That you have proof of my presence and my word which flows to you from above? You are not aware of the immense evidence of grace, but you listen to me as you listen to a fellow human being when he speaks to you. And yet, it is I myself, your God and Father of eternity, who speaks to you in all confidentiality as a father speaks to his children. I don't leave my children alone. I make myself known to them, I speak to them so that they are aware of my presence and thus also accept my word as an address from the Father, whom they only need to listen to in order to hear him. And this is my greater than great love for you, my living creations, which causes me to follow you even though you keep your distance from me. But I will cause you to repent, to return to me. You shall stop on your path which leads away from me, you shall reflect and slowly start on the path of return. You shall reflect on what your Father speaks to you and obey what he advises and requires of you. This is why I address my children and blessed are you if you listen to me and take my words to heart. Blessed are you when you recognize your Father's voice in the words you hear and when you respond to them like children. Then my presence with you will become constant, you will want to hear me at all times and through this will of yours compel me to be with you and to take abode in you, for your desire for me will also certainly be fulfilled because I love you and desire your love. And this is my love's greatest fulfillment when you come to meet me yourselves, when you are drawn to me in your heart, when my love for you is reciprocated and you constantly desire to speak to me. Then the separation between us is truly lifted, then the child has found its way back to the Father, it has taken the path of return to the Father's house. It has landed at my heart and will now also remain with me eternally. And I can only achieve this through my word from which you experience my love for you, which resonates in your hearts and which you therefore follow and thereby also feel its effective strength. Then you will also be and remain aware of my presence, then you will establish the intimate bond with me yourselves. Which belongs to the right relationship of a child with its father. You will love me with all your heart and come ever closer to the Father's heart until complete unification has taken place, until the child has returned home to the Father from whom it once took its origin. Amen.